Well, it is the Woodford Reserve Musers camp out. It's 9:30 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Rich is just, he's starting to get scary drunk, you know?
Oh, God.
Remember, that Woodford Reserve smells good. You know what I mean?
Tell ya.
The guy who's had just a little too many, he starts scaring you because he's so rowdy.
I got to tell you, that's some good whiskey.
Drinking bourbon and eating Chips Ahoy. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Making me forget my problems.
All right.
It is smooth. You know what?
There's not enough O's and smooth.
I'm about, I'd say, 4 minutes away from throwing a handful of 22 long rifle cartridges in this fire right here, watching you guys scatter.
See what happens?
You see you guys scatter.
I dare you. I dare you to do that.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Dang, you did it.
Oh, man.
All right, we got some lined up that want to talk Musers Camp Out.
Hey, what's the deal with Diamond Talk? What's going on here?
Well, it's going to start here in the next 30 minutes or so, whenever the Ranger game ends, so we got some time.
How long does Diamond Talk go?
I don't know.
4 hours?
Yeah, about 4 hours.
That not good?
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's on your mind tonight?
Stop.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
What?
Talk to us.
You guys taking calls?
Yeah,
no,
we are
no,
now.
No, huh? We're not.
Die.
Oh, hey, remember when you guys did Junk Mail Talk a couple weeks ago?
We did what?
What?
Junk Mail Talk a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, Junk Mail.
Oh, Junk Mail, yeah?
Yeah, I have something to add to that. You guys were asking about how to stop it.
Yeah.
I read on the internet, so it must be true, that you can take the postage paid envelope and mail them back anything. So that works if you take the postage paid envelope and tape it to a box, you can mail them back bricks or rocks.
All right. So we had to come deep into the woods of our choosing to take that phone call.
It was random.
Unbelievable.
Let's try another one. Hi, you're on ticket. Hello?
Don't you P1s understand we are starved for civilization right now? We want to talk to someone who's living in a city.
We have to hear what's going on back in civilization. Hello?
Who?
Civilization. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think your main concern out there, and this is just from my own personal fears, I think spiders are a real concern.
Ooh.
I mean, they're going to get up in there and just really do some damage, you know.
Are they really?
Nah, most spiders
what about
are
spiders?
Harmless.
I don't know. Those brown recluses, they jump and bite. I don't like them, you know. I'm just heads up.
Can they jump?
No, they don't jump.
Rich, you're a veteran camper. You ever encounter spiders?
I have never had problems with spiders camping.
I will go consult my SAS manual and double-check your so-called knowledge, sir, if indeed you are a sir. What do you think about that?
That's quite an accusation.
What do you think about that? You got to understand, you're placing a call into my domain now.
Whoa. He's been camping once in his life.
I tell you what, I'm moving among the trees. I'm using the trees to get around in.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Come on, I am right here.
She has found us.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Found us. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Hello?
She found us.
What's going on?
I need to help you out camping out. You better watch out for the chupacabra out there in the sticks and hills. Because I really get after you. Love you.
Okay.
I'm really about to go home now.
That makes you want to end the camp out right there.
Yes, it makes me want to end my life.
Hey, I have an update from my campsite.
Of your choosing?
What's going on?
Did you fall down and skin your knee?
No, somehow in the dark back there, I've drawn blood. We have the first major injury at our campsite. Look at that blood from my knee.
Well,
so when I got over there, my rain cape was blown off the tent.
It's a rain fly, not cape.
And so I staked it down, so I think it's going to stay the night now. But it's not the way it's supposed to be staked down. Just whatever loose string I could find, I staked into the ground.
y'all are ridiculous. You can go over to my campsite, and they could take a picture to put in the model.
How
that tent is supposed to be set up.
Our tents were harder than yours.
Let me tell you about your
the
campsite,
same damn tent.
Rich.
I said tent, by the way.
I'm going to go there, and I'm going to...
Already? The Rangers win?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, what the hell?
It's just a 2-minute warning.
Oh.
What were we saying?
So I'm going to go over to Rich's little campsite that he set up that he thinks is god awful perfect, and I'm going to do a belly flop right on the top of your tent.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the only station in the country daring enough to do a camp out.
Hey, Pickers, boys, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, what's happening?
You know what the number one thing you need to worry about out there in the woods is?
Huh.
I hear Jiverly Wong is running around the Texas forest.
Right. Okay.
Hey, by the way, I just got a message from Bob Sturm. He says, Rich sounds drunk.
He
is.
He's borderline.
Okay, seriously, Rich, when did you have your first drink of the evening?
Beer
back up
or
afternoon there. First sip of alcohol.
I had a couple of beers this afternoon while I was setting up camp.
All right, what time did that start?
Quack.
Oh, 4 o'clock maybe.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
4 o'clock.
But I had a couple of beers.
For almost
and 10, then,
been
then I had some water
hours.
And some Gatorade. Then I ate dinner.
Two drinks an hour, so he's 12 drinks in right now.
And well, I've broken started, into the Woodford Reserve after dinner. It's
he
a little
started,
nice after-dinner drink.
Started pouring some Woodford Reserve, and he kept pouring, and he kept pouring.
You got a cup
and
of the
then
ice.
He had his red campsite cup poured so full of
that's
whiskey
not true.
That it had the bubble that exceeded the capacity of the cup.
Hey, guys, if I may, because I've seen a few episodes of Intervention.
Oh.
Rich, do you want help?
Nope.
He doesn't want help. Mm-mm.
Do you know that your problem is affecting those who love
it's
you?
It's affecting all of us.
Well,
I think
y'all
it's funny,
love
Rich.
Me,
keep it
so.
Up.
Thanks, George.
Right, let's,
I appreciate it.
If
we
you
got
don't
a backpack
mind,
right now.
If you don't mind, we're going to listen to everybody's letters. Gordon, would you like to read your letter to Rich first?
Rich, I've known you for a lot of years, and in that time you have hurt me time and time again. I do not want to do this, but if you do not choose to get help now... I can no longer be your friend, and I can no longer work with you.
Dear Rich,
well,
I think
see
it's
you
funny.
Later.
Keep drinking.
Die.
George?
Gordon.
All right, hi, sports caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
No.
Unbelievable.
George is
unbelievable.
Leaving right now. He's
Michelle
Wee.
Listen,
he's
frightened.
Out.
Very frightened.
Chop. International chop. You yep. need to watch out for the cold weather in Harlow and Jacket.
Blow him up.
When
she is so frightened.
Blow him up. Exterminate him.
I feel like this is the emergency
what?
Break of the week.
It feels like it.
Same
hey, believe me, that's what George is going to sound like when he crawls in my tent at about 2 a.m.
I'm so scared, baby.
That will not happen.
God, my tent is kicking all sorts of ass right now.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
You
now
can't
that
even
barely
see
stand,
it.
I've got it staked down now.
You can't
spare.
See it. It is so dark.
You boys,
yeah, you staked it in the dark. I don't know.
Did you boys see my mansion?
Yeah, it's like a two-story tent.
You bet. You bet.
What do you need that for?
It's a McTent.
And guess who I called out to get me a little TV in that tent?
Who?
Satellite Boys.
What is your obsession with that commercial?
As he's putting up his tent, that's all I hear him saying, Satellite Boys, over and over.
I never noticed it in that commercial until you brought it up.
Oh, it's such an earworm. It's not just me. My brother called me up and said it one time.
Satellite Boys.
Yeah, he just called me up. Hello?
Satellite Boys.
What's the spot for?
I think it's AT&T bundling or something like that.
Oh, U-verse, yeah. $99
yeah.
bundle right now.
That's what it is. And it's the barbecue boys who are talking about how you call up these other places and guess who somebody puts in your phone, but then guess who they called in to put it in your TV?
Satellite Boys.
That's right.
Rich passed out.
No, I'm texting, sorry.
I sprayed that freaking off on my arm, you know, and then got a little on my face.
To get your drink?
No, but it's every time I rub my lips, I get off, a whole mouthful of off.
We need
those bitter tasting stuff.
Skeeters are out.
Yeah, they are.
They are, yeah.
That's why I have to keep drinking Woodford Reserve and wash that taste
out. Fights them off well.
Yes, it does.
They are out and they are horny.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello?
Yeah, calling for The Ticket.
You got it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking out for Rich. And Rich, you're very vulnerable right now. And
oh, thank you.
I think you need to sleep on your back tonight, just to be on the safe side.
With Rich's,
that's good advice.
With Rich,
Gordo has a plan, okay?
What kind of plan is that?
Well,
I can tell you the plan. With as maternal as you've been out here, I'm going to rock this burger you in the night.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. It's all part of the deal. And I'm just looking out for you. I'm gonna, you know,
boy, dude,
I don't want to hear a sore Rich in the morning.
He's had more to drink than Rich.
Yeah, he has. Well, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Die.
You got it.
Hey, ticket caller, you're on the air. Oh,
Bob Stoops.
Hi, you're on with the Courage Boys.
Too late to cancel the camp out?
Yeah, this is Mr. Mustafalides. I'm the bobcat down the way there. I just want you to know, y'all need to keep it down because I'm trying to get my groove on, if you know what I mean.
Wait, hold still. I got my sights on you. Hold still.
No! Let me tell you something there.
No!
Got
good
him.
Shot, George!
Thank you.
That blood spewing up from him down there, man.
I told you I could whoop a bobcat.
I bet you guys don't even... Can you guys even... you shoot a rifle, Giorgio?
You know, I haven't really shot many rifles. Only shotguns.
And Junior, I don't think you've shot a rifle.
I have.
Camp?
Oh, boy.
So,
my wife and I were with her friend and her boyfriend at the time, and they had a ranch down by Stephenville. Yeah, it was a dispute.
Get a rifle.
Her boyfriend at the time.
They had a ranch down by Stephenville, and he had a whole armory, and we shot skeet, and he brought out rifles and even crossbow. They had a closet full of everything. I took target practice, picking off cans. I was very good at target practice, but terrible at skeet.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't shoot a shotgun, but you can shoot a... You all right, Rich?
Sorry. Like a little rifle or whatever.
It's been a rough
night. Real good with the rifle, but not good with the shotgun.
22s? Shooting 22?
It was 22, 23, something like that.
Whatever it took.
Satellite boys.
Turn off his mic.
I think that's the only thing I've ever shot is like a 22 at like scout camp, and my dad used to have one.
Band camp?
Well, no, if you decide you want to shoot a .22, Rich, you just come on over to my tent.
All right.
I got an old gun safe in there.
Don't become the Sawyer of this camp out.
or the Kate, or the John Locke, or the Saeed.
Man, I haven't watched. Oh, did we decide it was a repeat?
It was a repeat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good then.
All right. Junior's not allowed to talk lost anymore.
Hey, seriously, I do have one question.
Mm. Oh, God.
Do you think they're going to get off the island?
I don't know, but that is the biggest June bug.
It's
about to light right on
my
his nose.
God,
look how big that thing is.
Man, it's a big one.
It's like a cartoon bee or something.
Hey, back to rifles.
Yeah.
God, this guy's coming after me. It's a lot of fun to shoot him.
He's attracted to the campfire.
I think I might join the NRA.
Dim your light.
You want
to pee on the campfire
NRA.
To put it out?
You should
yet.
Join the NRA. No, you know, well... No, I'm not going to step in the middle of that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to step in the middle
huge.
Of that.
He's huge.
Why is he like me?
Because I own a lot of guns.
But you're not a member of the NRA?
I'm kind of the current Grego of the ticket, if you want to be the...
Really?
Be honest.
How many do you own?
Let's see.
Tell the truth, Lord,
with well, I'm going to. We are being killed by drops. We are under a drop barrage.
All right, keep it up, Chris.
All right, you want me to count? Let's see. I've got two pistols. I've got two .30-06s.
You ever carry your pistols together at the same time and fire them off in the
like
air?
Like Yosemite Sam? Mm-hmm. Lift myself off the ground with them? I never, even as a kid, I thought the physics of that was weird.
Well, he was so little, and those guns were so big.
Short, you
made
know?
Perfect sense to me.
I don't know about that.
He fired them pretty fast, you know?
Okay, so I got a .38 special. Wow. I got a .357 Magnum.
Jeez.
Why do you have so many guns?
Yeah, why do you need all that?
S hits the fan, Junior. I'm going to be ready.
So let me get this straight.
He's turned into Sawyer.
That's right.
You're
Freckles.
Paranoid.
Freckles.
You're paranoid to begin with.
Yeah.
You're wearing camo.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You're telling us about all your guns.
Mm-hmm, because I'll be die. Able to move about the trees tonight. No one can detect me. You guys will wake
we
up with no wallets
that.
In the morning.
It's dark. No wallets.
All right, so I got a 38 special. I want to detail my weaponry because now I'm curious. 38 special, a .357 Magnum. I got Winchester Model 70 .30-06. I got a Remington 730-06. I've got Ruger 22, Marlin 22, and
that's a Nazi gun,
no,
right? The Ruger.
No, I think I got Ruger, Marlin, and a Remington 22. Got a bunch of 22s, you know, just for friends and stuff when we're out shooting. And then I got a 12 gauge Browning BPS shotgun.
Okay, I have...
And, and then my Africa gun, the one I'm going
to... You've used that a lot.
I'm going to clean up the continent of Africa next year.
He's black.
375 H&H. And that's a Winchester Model 72.
Jeez.
Okay,
and they don't make those anymore, and mine's a left-handed, so that thing's worth some money now.
When did you get so into guns?
Last Thursday.
Really?
Wow.
A few years ago. You know, my brother's a big hunter and everything.
He's been going to meetings.
He takes me out hunting.
Collecting arms.
Here's what I don't get, because I don't like guns, but I don't have any problem with people having guns. What's the fascination with having that many?
Make you powerful.
Seriously, man. Come on.
They get you respect.
Yeah, you don't hunt with a 38 Special.
No, 38 Special, inherited from my grandfather. 357 has a long, sordid story. That gun's actually killed two people.
Seriously?
Who in your family did
you
kill?
Let's hear that story. We have time.
It's a campfire story, boys.
One was the Friday night
we're sitting
had
around
too
the
much.
Campfire.
Y'all settled in?
Yeah.
Settle the fire a little more, George. It's about to go out there.
Let me go get one more burr and I'll settle in.
No, I don't think it's killed two people. I think it's shot two people is the story.
In cold blood?
They just were in critical condition or something?
It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah.
And, I think what it was at the time, when we were kids, my dad was traveling a lot, doing, you know, preaching at places and so on.
Junebug tennis.
Don't hit him over here! Don't!
Damn you. Those are huge!
And so he was traveling a lot, and he mentioned to our best friends in this town that we lived in, our best friend, he worked for the DA's office. May have been the DA. Anyway, maybe he's assistant district Wyvern. Attorney. And he said, you know, man, I'd like to get like a little 22, you know, or something around the house, a little pistol for my wife for protection when I'm out of town. And then the next week he shows up, and he's got a 357 Magnum that I want to say came out of the evidence room.
He stole it.
Was involved in a double shooting and a robbery. That's the story I heard. Now, who knows if that's true? That's how that ended up in our family. I think I also have a Henry 30-30. Or maybe my dad has that right
I'm thinking
now.
About getting the pistol and getting that training.
I'm thinking about getting that 357, which I brought with me. In my truck, and I think about taking shots of that June bug, so you guys better watch it.
He's a big target.
All right, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Scariest thing?
Mm-hmm.
I had a ghost encounter once. Seriously.
As a kid or an adult?
A kid. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. But I was listening to this, Walt Disney World put out this old haunted house record. I don't know if you remember it. And we had the actual record, 33 and a third record.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been Halloween was approaching or something like this, because for some reason I had that thing out. And that record scared the dickens out of me.
That's what Walt Disney was all about, scaring kids.
And it still is about scaring kids, in my opinion. Anyway, so I was listening to this thing in our bedroom, and it was nighttime. And man, I'm getting paranoid. That leaf jumped right beside me.
You don't have your gun.
I almost drew down on it. And so I was listening to that, and all of a sudden the record, and it was only about, you know, a third into the record, all of a sudden the record just skips all the way to the end of the thing. And so then I go over there, and the lights flickered. I remember that, too. The lights flickered shortly after that. And so I go over there, and I put the needle back at the beginning, and I start listening to the record again, and it plays for about 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden, it goes all the way over, and then all of a sudden I hear this... on the window outside my window, my bedroom window, and looked out there, and you turned off the light real quick and looked out there at nothing, and I could have seen if somebody was running away.
Think they could have ducked?
They
knocked and ducked?
I don't think so, because I could see down too.
That's creepy.
It was creepy. I mean, it was creepy enough that I've always remembered it, and it I couldn't figure out an explanation for it. I mean, each individual thing, yeah, you can explain away. But you couldn't explain away the combination of the three. In my
was it like heart thumping scared? I mean, were you your heart was like ready to jump out of your chest?
Oh yeah, my heart was already beating really, you know, hard. And then when the banging on the window, I mean, it wasn't like maybe branches knocking against the window. It was that real deliberate, like that.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was probably about 10 or 11.
Okay, I was like 8 or 9. And all my brothers and sisters were off at college. This is when we lived in Illinois. And I didn't want to sleep down in the bedroom that used to be for the brothers. Me and my two older brothers, we used to have our own bedroom because they were off at college and it was a long way from my parents' room. So I slept upstairs where my sister used to sleep.
Hot.
So I'm in there and I, for whatever reason, couldn't fall asleep. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, which is really unusual. I'm like 8 or 9. Could not sleep. And we had a swim club behind us. It was, I don't know, probably 200 yards away from us. And there was a big parking lot.
What kind of upbringing is that?
It was the, just
a swim
very
club
middle class. Very middle class. So all of a sudden, the headlights, you know, went through the window. The were shining through the window and kind of
like somebody turning in your driveway.
Yeah, or? Like turning. But it's like 200 yards away in the parking lot, the swim club, which is closed down for the winter. I mean, no one's there in the wintertime. It was drift of snow and everything. And then we had tennis courts, and next to the tennis courts there were woods, and then there was our yard. Well, so I looked out the window. The lights turned off. Someone got out with a flashlight and started approaching our house.
Golly.
And it got closer and closer.
Coming across the field?
Yeah, going across the parking lot, then next to the tennis courts, between the tennis courts and the woods. And by the time I got about 50 yards away, that's when, I mean, that heart, you know, pounding out of your chest. And I went screaming into my mom and dad's room. There's someone coming to their house. And then a flashlight. My dad came in. My dad could get a shotgun in about 10 seconds. I don't know how he could do it.
Where is he hiding that thing? Does he have that under-the-bed dispenser thing?
I don't know if it was under the bed or in the closet, but he had his shotgun. He called police, and he turned the light on when he called police. And when we looked back out, you could see the motion of someone running with the flashlight and getting back into the car and pulling off.
Dang!
But think about that. You're 14 or 15. You think, okay, that's weird. I don't know what that was about. You're 8 or 9.
You're freaked out for a long
time. And I may have, climbed into bed with him. I don't know. I just remember not sleeping for the rest of the night. And about for the next 3 or 4 nights, I was just, I couldn't sleep.
I've had several books that I've read that have done that for me, put me in that state where I'm just absolutely paranoid. In Cold Blood, if you ever read Truman Capote's In Cold Blood,
mm-hmm.
It will freak you out.
Yeah.
That freaks you out. And Helter Skelter, I read that when I was a kid. The
like
Manson
how old,
family.
Yeah.
I was probably in junior high, so I wasn't, that young, but it just absolutely scared me to death. But that's freaky, Giorgio. You know how bad it was? Satellite boy.
God. The satellite boy's coming out to do an installation.
It's a nighttime installation. Why don't we just hear the Diamond Talk thing again?
Diamond.
Is it time?
Look at that. That is a car. That is creepy.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, that's probably the park ranger or something.
Or killer.
Oh. Maybe is killer.
Okay.
But it's way off in the distance.
Now, I told y'all my with a flashlight.
I'm going to be a park ranger on private land.
It's true. I told y'all my scariest story. It's not a ghost story.
What's
right?
Yeah, it's killer.
When my dad and I had our boat hit by a train.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a ghost story.
I said it's not a ghost story.
But you just said it's a ghost story.
No, I said it's not.
No. That is really freaky.
Y'all it had to think it was the end.
It was the day after I got my first car. Thank God I wasn't driving because I was 16.
You would have tanked.
That's a hot age. Yeah.
Because you're about to have a wreck. What's your first reaction?
Probably put on your brake.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah. Hit the brakes. And my dad, we were going out to Lake Levan, and we're out there in Wiley or Rowlett or whatever, and we're kind of a rural train crossing, and you can see nothing down to the right because of all the overgrowth. And my dad gets the front wheels of the car out onto the train tracks, and we look up, and here is that train coming right at us. And, it's out in the country still back in those days.
Now you lay on the horn?
We had never heard the horn before that. And so he's probably
just gunned it
50, 60 miles an hour because he's out in the country.
And you guys weren't easing out over it.
We were easing out over it. The train is coming at us probably 50 or 60
because
it's still country out there. And though mm-hmm. nowadays, the city, Garland's moved all the way out there basically to Rowlett and Wiley. But, so we get the front wheels of the car on the tracks and that train is barreling right at us. And your first reaction naturally when you're about to have a wreck is to hit the brakes. And thank God my dad hit the gas and the car made it across and I turned around and looked and I saw that boat take
golly.
Just launched into midair, and it hit the railroad crossing sign on the other side, and it slid down alongside the tracks. And I went back there and looked, and that outboard motor, the big metal shaft is
ripped
in
off the
4 pieces all over the place. And
quack,
holy crap.
How did it not take the car with it a little bit further?
The trailer really was amazing because you looked at it and back, it hit like the very back quarter of it, and if you looked where the boat, where the train hit the trailer, it was just so bent all to hell, and the rest of the trailer was in perfect shape, and the only thing it did on the car was where the hitch comes out from the bottom, it was bent down. But we, like, the left hub, the left wheel on the trailer broke off at the hub, and we dragged it about 20 feet before we stopped. But the trailer took the whole thing, and then
how
the
hard
boat
was your heart beating?
Oh my God! My dad was so freaked out that here I am. I've had
did
a license.
Did he haunt you ever since?
No, he hasn't.
No.
I had a license for like a week, and he made me drive home. There was no way he was driving home after that.
Wow! Did the train conductor haunt you?
No, but I know my dad had problems with it for a long time after that.
He didn't chase after you?
No.
You sure it wasn't a case of the train conductor had a hit out on you?
I'm pretty sure.
That's very disturbing.
Man, it was so disturbing, and it was almost like a comedy routine as well, because you get a county sheriff out there, and you've got a state trooper, and you've got the train company, and there was no sign at the railroad crossing, and the train company says, well, it's the county's fault, and the county says it's the state's fault, and the state says it's the train company's fault.
Yeah, who paid for your boat?
The train company did. We got a brand new boat after that.
Wow.
Nice 17-foot Bayliner fishing key we got after
nice.
That. It was
okay.
Nice. Yeah,
it worked out.
It worked out for us. Scared the hell out of us, but it worked out.
We got to go for Diamond Talk?
Yeah, Diamond Talk.
Oh. All right.
Man.
Well, enjoy Diamond
Dang
Talk,
it.
And there's no telling we may break in again here
did
from
they win?
The Woodford Reserve.
Did
Users
they win?
Camp out.
Yes,
Rangers win.
5-6.
Rangers
they
win.
5-6 is what Chris
told us. We'll go with 6-5. How about that?
5-6. They won.
Hmm. All right. Diamond Talk is next, and no telling, we may be back later.
Diamond Talk.
Diamond Talk.
So scared. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK.